And we're joined now by Knoxville's Carson Unimarkt as, kind of doing two sports here, golf and baseball. Carson, good to talk to you. Coming off after a practice here at Knoxville.
Yep, just had a quick 4:30 practice after summer workout started today. So went there and came straight to here.
Let's talk, first of all, last week you went up to Marshalltown for state golf. I asked you, what do you think it's going to be like? You said, well, I'm excited. So after everything, what was it like playing on there and playing against some of the top competition in Class 3A?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was on the first tee, you get your name announced. It always gives you the first tee jitters really bad. But I think the most fun part about it was just hanging out with the team and just being able to experience what a varsity like state tournament is actually like.
How did you think your tournament went? Finished in the top 30? Is that better or about what you would you expected to do?
Well, I think at the beginning of the season, if you told me I was going to get top 30 at the state tournament, I think I'd be pretty happy with it. But the conditions weren't very good, but I think I played as best as I could in the conditions that were there.
Is there anything that really sticks out in your mind, as you know, in the two rounds that, a hole that you – had that was good, or maybe one you'd like to have back after you look back at it?
Well, actually, one of my drives got stuck on a tree stump, so I had to play off that, and I took an 8 on that hole, so that's definitely a hole that I would like to have back, yeah.
Now, is that one you had to just literally play off the tree stump, or could you take a drop and, but probably been more of a penalty?
Yeah, I would have to take a penalty, but I played it off the tree, and that probably came back to bite me, but gotta do what you gotta do.
I know you guys are very young. We're very young this year. You only lose one senior. What's the expectations coming back next year? Is it get to stay, maybe finish a little higher? I know sixth place is not too bad in Class 3A this year.
Yeah, I think we're definitely hungry for more. We weren't very happy. None of us were very happy with how we played at state. And I think next year we'll be more experienced and freshmen coming up. I think Landon Norris is decent golfer, hopefully can take Jace's spot or just be the sixth golfer, and I think we'll execute very well again.
And what are some expectations on your part coming back next year?
I think if I stay right at that three spot, Bo and Evan are going to compete against each other, but if I think I can break 80 next year, I can just stay kind of where I am and improve on my iron game, putting, and just kind of help out the team as much as I can still.
Now, how much of a plan you have for, playing this summer? I know, baseball is kind of the priority now, but, every once in a while can get on the links and, play around with the guys as well.
Yeah, practice for baseball isn't usually until 4:30 or 5 at night, so I can go out there during the day, and I think I'm going to enter a couple tournaments just so I can keep that competitive golf in my, forte as I follow the season up.
Let's now talk about baseball, as we're talking to Carson Unimarkt, Knoxville baseball and golf this year. So far, very early in the season, how are things going with the team?
I think they're going really well. I mean, I don't think we were expecting – how do I want to say this? I think we're doing pretty well. Coach wanted us to be at least around 500 after the next 2 weeks, and next week's going to be really hard. Got Gilbert, and I – think Ankeny, maybe, I don't know, but yeah, Gilbert was in the state championship last year. They're gonna be a tough team, but if we can come out 500 or around there, I think we'll be pretty happy.
Conference games coming up, I know after this interview airs, Thursday against Eddyville, Friday Centerville, two pretty good teams that are probably going to contend for the conference this year.
Yeah, I know Centerville has a really good pitcher, Kozlerich or something like that. We've been talking about him. He's going to be tough. And as long as we can just stick around him, don't put some runs on the scoreboard and don't get blown out, I think we'll be pretty happy at the end of it.
Speaking of pitching, last Friday, you kind of got out there after you came back from golf, a couple innings against Pella. How'd that feel to get out there and get against a rival?
Yeah, it was cold, but growing up watching Tara play against Pella, it's always – you always want to beat Pella whenever you can, but I think we played pretty well. Sucked that I had to come out, but it's just how baseball works.
Talk about that cold. I mean, I was shivering up in the press box. I can't imagine what you guys are doing out there on the field.
Yeah, it was not fun. I think I had my sweatshirt on for the whole time when I was in the dugout, and then I got my name called, and I took that sweatshirt off, and I was cold pretty fast.
What are some expectations with the team this year about, conference-wise, what you want to finish by the end of the year?
We haven't really talked about team goals as much, but I think everyone wants to win conference. As long as we can, you know, stay top three, top four, I think no one's going to be mad about that.
Carson, best luck rest of the year.
Thank you.